The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
7:05 on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning. Great to have you with us. Happy June, June 1st, on this Thursday. Dan Hoffman is a retired CIA senior clandestine services officer and a Fox News contributor, friend of the program, and all-around great guy. Dan, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us always, my friend.
Yeah, it's always great to be on the program. Thanks, Joe.
And it's great to see you in person at the event. If we can take some time, that was one of the best events I've seen. It was so well executed in memory of your late wife, Dan Hoffman. It was just beautiful, well done, and I congratulate you on that. And you know, I never go out because we're always getting up so early for this show, you know. So me and Sebilia, Jody Sebilia, our producer, we went over, and thank you for your graciousness. But tell us about the foundation, please, before we get into the issues of the day, Dan. And God bless you. This is a great thing you're doing, man.
Well, listen, let me start by thanking you, because I'll tell you, my dad always used to tell me that, you know, there are some days when it's so important to show up, and you did. And there were so many of our guests there that night. We were at Spyscape Museum in Manhattan gathering to raise money for the Jesse Reese Foundation. And I got all the folks who were there, got pictures with you. They loved talking to you. You were the life of the party, man, as I knew you would be. And I just want to thank you for supporting kids with cancer. For the listeners who may not be familiar with the Jesse Reese Foundation, about 10 years ago, before being stricken with brain cancer at age 11, Jesse Reese was a junior Olympic swimmer. And during the year she battled cancer before passing away in 2012, she created Joy Jars, which she filled with toys and gifts to brighten the days of other children in the fight for their lives against pediatric cancer. And now her father, who was a pastor, carries on with the Jesse Reese Foundation, raising money and shipping Joy Jars all over the world. My older son raised $200,000 last fall, and we shipped 3,000 Joy Jars to kids in the fight against cancer. We're doing this to help kids, and we're doing this to honor my late wife, who passed away 2 years ago from cancer. We know, you know, she told my kids before she died she'd be their guardian angel watching down over them in heaven. And I think that she would have wanted us to help kids with cancer. This is our best way to honor her memory. And so that's what we're doing. And again, you honored my wife. You honored all those kids, Joe. And I just can't thank you enough from the bottom of my heart for being there. Because, look, you and all the other folks who were there that night could have been in a lot of other places. It's New York City. Manhattan's got a lot going on. And you all chose to be at Spyscape Museum with us. Now, we had a pretty good program. We brought a flag back from Ukraine, signed by the chief of Ukraine's armed forces. Ukraine knows something about never, ever giving up. And that's the motto of the Jesse Reese Foundation, never, ever give up. But again, Joe, God bless you. I am eternally grateful to you. Thank you.
No, you're kidding me. It was great to be there. Hey, tell us about the Spy Museum, too. That was pretty cool, that place. It's like a museum dedicated to what used to be your occupation with the CIA, Dan, correct?
It is about as close as you're going to get to what, you know, spying espionage is like. I took my kids up there years ago. And, you know, they'll give kids a test to see, you know, would they be a good spy or not? My younger son turned out he'd be a good spy. He could go recruit spies and steal secrets. My other one was more interested in, like, cyber stuff. He was, you know, he'd be good at you know, listening to people's conversations, I guess, and tracking what people are saying. They've got, you know, James Bond cars and all kinds of really interesting stuff. If you're interested in the history of espionage, so you just want to spend a couple of hours enjoying kind of a place that there's one of those in Washington, D.C. We've got a spa museum, but this one in New York is super special in downtown Manhattan. Fun place to visit.
But it was great. We went in, and it was great. And you were so gracious to me and Joe. We went in. We met everybody up there. And Jerry Willis was mistress of ceremonies, right? Is that right? She was just great. It was good to see her again and some folks we caught up with. And then you had one of the Irish tenors there. Is that right at the event? He was great. What a voice on that guy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Jerry Willis, herself a cancer survivor, you know, we asked her if she would mind taking time away from her job as anchor on Fox Business Network, and she said, of course, she'd be honored to do it. And I was so thankful to her for giving her time to help us as an MC.
Great gal.
And then, I asked a buddy of mine, who served with me at CIA, because he knows everybody in New York. The first person I called, I said, we're doing a gala at the Ice Skate Museum to raise money for kids in the fight for their lives against pediatric cancer. He said, you got any entertainment? And I said, I don't know what we're doing here. I mean, Joe Piscopo is my number one guy. And he said, Piscopo's great, but we probably want some music of somebody singing. And I said, but he could sing. And he said, Joe's a busy guy. He's got a lot going on. Maybe we can get him next year.
Absolutely.
And I said, okay. He said, listen, let's try the Irish tenor because, he could sing God Bless America like they do at Yankee Stadium, and that might be nice. And I said, let's do it this year. But, maybe someday we get Joe Piscopo out there for us because he's the man.
I'm not going to go up against the Irish tenor. He was great. The guy was great. And I said, what am I going to go jump on stage with this guy? Hey, Dan, I got to ask you, in regards to the CIA and your career there, so what led you there? Could you speak Russian, correct?
I didn't speak any languages till I joined the CIA. So I learned all the languages that I speak now there. Yeah, I didn't know any of them. These days, a lot of people will show up knowing a language, but they sent me to school and I learned. I mean, what drove me to do it was that, like so many Americans, I had family who fought in World War I and World War II and in Korea. Yeah. And I felt like this country had been so good to me and I wanted to serve. Yeah. And in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, we were still in the Cold War, and President Reagan had made it like intelligence was a real key aspect of winning the Cold War against the Soviet evil empire. So I thought I would do that. And that's why I joined. And I found it to be just a wonderful challenge. I worked with great people. I never felt like I worked today. I'm sure you feel the same thing. Like you're on the radio right now. This is not work. This doesn't feel like work at all to you. And it never felt like work to me at CIA. I just enjoyed it so much and was so honored to do it.
Depends what mood Al Gattulo is in, how we do it. But that's hey, Dad, wait a minute. So I want to walk through the mind of Vladimir Putin because you were there. You worked with the KGB, this legendary, and I don't mean that in a complimentary way. These guys were like killers, and like Putin was. But where is he going to go with this Ukraine situation? Because the back and forth, the trillions that we're spending, people are criticizing because we're spending too much money. But your point is well taken. The Ukrainian people were just there, existing. Now they're being bombed. I mean, drones are falling out of the sky in Kyiv now. And there's no way to corral this guy Putin. He is a true madman from your CIA perspective, Dan Hoffman.
Well, I think the way you describe him is 100% right. And look, I think he's at his weakest point now than ever because he launched a war that was supposed to last days, and instead we're in our 15th month. And his barbaric army has abducted Ukrainian kids and targeted civilians in their apartments and schools and hospitals, wreaked havoc on the world economy, and forced millions of Ukrainian refugees to flee their homeland. My problem with the Biden administration has been escalation paralysis. They're just not doing enough fast enough to help Ukraine win the war. And now Putin is faced with these drone attacks, over Moscow. And it looks to me, I mean, there's always three parts. The Lord loves the Trinity. There's always three options here to explain stuff. And so, it could be that it was a Russian false flag operation where Putin did this himself. I think there's no way he did that to himself. He knows that he's suffering too much public relations damage to have done that. The Ukrainians don't have the capability to do this themselves. But Putin's facing I think he's got Russian anti-Putin militants who are fighting against him. They see an opportunity because Putin's so weak. And that's something to follow yeah. closely because, you know, Russia's at their weakest point than they've ever been.
Wow.
And yeah. Vladimir Putin is at greatest risk. And that's why the CIA and FBI have released these videos trying to recruit Russians. You know, the CIA's deputy director for operations, Dave Marlowe, said a few yeah. months ago, the CIA's open for business. You know, we're looking around the world for
wow.
Russians
wow.
who are disgusted with Russian war as we are. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. It is. Look, yes, it's expensive. When we spend our treasure, you know, on things, we know from the debt ceiling negotiations, it's there's a lot of discussion. We're in debt. We fought two wars that bankrupted us practically, yeah. Iraq and yeah. Afghanistan. And the way yeah. we fought those wars put us in serious debt.
Yeah.
But, you know, this one, in my view, at least, we've got Ukrainians on the front lines fighting Russians. I think that's money well worth spending. And I would just encourage people, you know, I'm looking back at history. I'm from Boston. You know, 50 years ago this month, President Kennedy delivered that speech in West Berlin to a million West Berliners in yeah. defense of liberty and freedom and self-government. That's what Ukraine's fighting for. And yeah. just like Berlin was on the geopolitical fault line, you know, between dictatorship and freedom, so is, yeah. you know, yeah. Kyiv today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we'll see how this shakes out.
No, Dan, we appreciate your expertise on it. And before we let you go, just issues of the day. North Korea failed in launching its spy satellite, I'm reading here. So I don't know. It seemed like Donald Trump had a handle on this Kim Jong-un guy, but he keeps launching things. What worries me about North Korea, Dan Hoffman, if I may, before we let you go, is it just going to be when he launches, is it a spy satellite or is it going to be an electromagnetic pulse, which I keep talking about on the radio, which is a clear and present danger, correct?
Yeah, that's a clear and present danger. And they, you know, reportedly use the spy satellite launches as cover for doing research to perfect their intercontinental ballistic missile capability, which would be a direct threat, obviously, to the United States homeland. Wow.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, one reason I like going out and stuffing joy jars is because it's nice to take a break from the fact that North Korea's got so many nuclear weapons and threatening our national security, or that Iran is reportedly 12 days away from their own nuclear program. They've enriched massive quantities of uranium, and we're talking about how we stop it. Are we going to launch an attack on Iran? I mean, that's out there. China. Never a shortage of national, you know, threats to our national security, and they're all wickedly complex. And you know, good on you for raising them. But I'll just be honest with the listeners. Sometimes I just like stuffing joy jars to help kids with cancer, man. I'll give myself a mental break from all that stuff going on around the world and know that I'm doing something concrete that's going to help somebody. But know this, that we got a lot of people serving in harm's way in our military intelligence community out there working these challenges, and they are tough ones. You're right about North Korea. I was out at the summit in Singapore with Fox News. I covered that one, and I was in Hanoi. And, you know, the Trump administration tried direct engagement with North Korea. And I wonder whether that might be worth going back to. We'll see. It's a tough challenge.
Dan Hoffman, I see his beautiful picture on your Twitter feed here. Thankful for Kim before she died. My wife lovingly prepared me and our sons to carry on. God bless you, Dan. You're a special guy, and God bless for all you're doing.
Thanks,
and
Joe.
All that you've done for this great nation, my friend. Come back soon, Dan. Can't wait to see you
all
again.
Right.
Thank you,
have
brother.
A great day.
Dan Hoffman is the man right there. Retired CIA senior clandestine services officer and a Fox News contributor. Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 7:18 right now. We're going to break a little early with Susie Cerrone. Susie's on the road for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies and it's 62. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Forget about the FDR. Still have two separate accidents on the FDR southbound. One at 71st, the other at 53rd Street. Solid delays from the RFK Triborough on down. Delays on the northbound Gowanus to Cadman Plaza, 20 minutes. Accident on the Van Wyck southbound at Queens Boulevard. One on the northbound BQE at McGinnis Humboldt Street. Inbound George 20 for the upper, 15 for the lower. The Lincoln's 30, the Holland 30 from the Turnpike 40 from 1 and 9. An accident on the turnpike, Western Spur northbound at Vince Lombardi. Only the far right lane is getting by. Overturned car on the Taconic northbound at 84. That is single laning and a 1 mile delay. Checking your forecast for today, partly sunny and 80. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy Route 22 Toyota.
The new Raid Essentials Light Trap uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes, turning your home into restricted airspace. For insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly, get new Raid Essentials Light Trap.
Hello. Hello.
Time to go. Hello.
Is this on?
Yeah.
Hey, hi, Joe, telling you about Relief Factor, if I can. I'm going to give you the number right off the bat, so you can call, okay? I know, I don't want you just sitting around just saying, oh, no, it's not going to work for me. 800-4-RELIEF. That's all you got to do. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Go to ReliefFactor.com. And when you go to ReliefFactor.com, you're going to see Icarian, botanical, all these botanical ingredients, right? Fish oil, right? Icarian. And you don't taste an inkling of fish, by the way, in the capsules that I just took. I took my Relief Factor for the morning. I'll take it at night, and I'm out of pain. It's as simple as that. We could see if we can get you out of pain with a 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. So it's 100% drug-free. Tens of thousands of people are taking Relief Factor religiously, and it works for them incredibly. We think it will work for you. And I know you're on the fence. So if I may, respectfully, try the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. 800, the number 4, the word relief. Or again, you go to relieffactor.com, and you'll see how, with a 100% drug-free product, I think you can get out of pain. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tune in tonight at 7 for Legal Night on Radio Night Live, sponsored by Plaza College. Would you like a career in the legal field making great money without having to go to law school? Court reporters and captioners are in higher demand than ever before. Start your lucrative career in court reporting today. Visit plazacollege.edu to get started. Plaza College.edu.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are trading mostly higher after the U.S. House voted in favor of the debt ceiling bill. There's another update on the job market this morning. The Labor Department releases the number of new claims for unemployment benefits filed last week. Also, payroll processing company ADP releases its report on how many jobs were created by private employers in May. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. Among other reports today, construction spending for April. Two Fed officials are now suggesting they are likely to endorse holding off on raising interest rates again. Fed Governor Philip Jefferson and Philadelphia Fed President Patrick Harker are suggesting policymakers should wait to see the impact of the Fed's 10 interest rate increases. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, Robert Downey Jr. here. Did you know that over $10.3 billion was lost to online crime last year alone? Online crime is a huge problem. It affects everyone, and that's why I've partnered with Aura. Aura gives you the tools you need to stay safe online with almost every tool you need, fraud and identity theft protection, a password manager, parental controls, and more. Sign up for a free 2-week trial today at aura.com/Robert. aura.com/Robert.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us. Heroes like Marine Corps Corporal Seth Rasmussen. Seth was one of 5 Marines killed in a training accident when his Osprey aircraft crashed in California. He was just 21 years old. Seth is survived by his wife and high school sweetheart Avery and their infant son. Tunnel to Towers reached out to Avery within days of Seth's death to tell her she would receive a mortgage-free home. Tunnel to Towers has helped over 1,000 military and first responder families navigate the worst of times by removing the burden of a mortgage payment. Support our nation's heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, t.org.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 724 on AM 970, The Answer, telling you about Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman. Dottie is very successful, knows more about real estate than anybody else, and the last thing she needs to do is to jump on the radio with us at AM 970, The Answer. Well, she did. She goes, Piscopo's on in the morning. And she actually said that. And Mr. Crowley said, Dottie, come on over. We want you on the air. So you have an opportunity Saturday mornings to listen to a great show called Eye on Real Estate. And it's at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer, Eye on Real Estate, Saturday morning. As you listen around the country, everybody's listening on the platforms now, you know, on iHeart and everything else, and AM970TheAnswer.com. It's 10 o'clock Eastern. And if you're going out and you're going to check out real estate, are you renting? Are you buying? Do you get your business in? Do you go back to New York? Do you need to go back to New York? Do you do it remote? Do you actually maybe get some space that you want to, your company wants to grab some real estate? You don't know. I don't know. I used to know the real estate market. It changes every single day. Dottie Herman has the absolute laser focus on everything real estate. So we invite you to listen to the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman, on Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 726 on AM 970. The Answer, great to have you with us. A lot, you know, we've been joking around most of the morning, but we have a lot going on with this debt ceiling, and it's going to the Senate now. And there's a lot of folks that just plain didn't want to pass this debt ceiling act, and we're waiting for Congressman Corey Mills to check in. We'll let you know he represents Florida's 7th Congressional District and a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And Jeff Van Drew, Al Gattulo, did you tell me Jeff Van Drew did not vote?
All the New Jersey Congress people, yep. He's the only one who voted against it. Everyone else in the congressional delegation from New Jersey voted for it.
Yeah, and Corey Mills says here, proposing a temporary extension on the debt ceiling in a bid to buy more time for a new deal that's fair to the American people. I wish I could be that, committed. I always felt like if you could make a deal, make the deal and do the best you can, because you cannot default. But I always appreciate the folks in Congress.
You know what?
Up against this.
I think when it comes to this type of thing, with a negotiation, you're going to have winners and losers. You're not going to get everything that you want. I think the Republicans got a lot of what they wanted, or maybe some of what they wanted, but they wanted more. Democrats, I think, were on the ultra left, were not happy with this bill. I think they wanted more extreme stuff, and so did some people on the right. But you're not going to make everybody happy. I think. It's a starting point. Now, the question is, can you regain the Senate? You know, can you regain the presidency? If you get those three things, and there's no guarantee, even if you control, both houses, of getting something done, further. I mean, I thought McCarthy said it best yesterday when he said, look, this is the first time next year we're not going to be spending as much as we did this year. For the first time in a long time.
You know, I got the answer. People don't. We are the answer. We are the answer. Like Chaz Palminteri always says, Joey, you are the answer. You're the answer. So I'm telling you, let's go to China. See, if we had a president that wasn't, in my opinion, compromised by China, you could go to President Xi and you could just hardline it. You go, look, we owe you all this money, and you caused the COVID-19, the Wuhan virus. And you know what? We're not paying. And that would trim off $3 trillion right there, wouldn't it? Or so. I mean, call it out and then just have a go right up against it and say, look, we're not paying. Remember Donald Trump went around and said, with NATO, we're not paying this. If you're not paying it, we're not paying it. You could probably really save America a lot of money, but they won't. They will never go up against communist China.
But Joe, we're spending way too much money than we already have. The fact that they're pulling back in this bill, money that was given out that wasn't spent, and then you have all these people, like they just some Connecticut state senator or assemblyman, he's going to jail now for almost 2 years because he embezzled $2 million that he got from the federal government and gambled it. You know what I mean? Like, so
who was that?
As somebody who worked in Connecticut, either the assembly or state senate, in Connecticut, he got $2 million in federal relief funds from the pandemic and then gambled the money away
and was betting
on things like who would win the coin flip and all of this other stuff. And, I'm sorry, and I'm going to pay my time. We need to stop those people from doing that. It's wasteful spending. That's not good. I mean, and he's sorry and this and that, but I mean, it should never have gotten to that point. We should have had more control over that money. And there's a lot of that money that still hasn't been spent. By the way, in New Jersey, there's millions that are sitting in federal funds that we got from the pandemic that New Jersey received that they still haven't spent it yet, and they're going to pull that money back. So Governor Murphy needs to either spend that money or he has to give it back to the federal government. I wonder what he's going to do with it.
How about a big tax break for everybody? How about a big tax break?
Well, that's the big holdup now. Scutari and others.
No state income tax for us next year.
Wait, listen to this. You can benefit from this. People over the age of 65, they want to keep in the state, right? So they're talking about, I'm just saying.
They want to what? They want to keep the old
timers
in the
state? Yeah, not fat people. They want fat people to get on a scale and get out. But they're trying to come up with a plan using these federal relief funds to cut the property tax in half of people that are over the age of 65 to keep them in the state instead of having them move out. Now Murphy has threatened to shut the government down, to not sign the new agreement by July 1st. And Nicholas Scutari and others want to push this forward because they say the state has the money, but it'll be like a $1 billion hit. But if you could keep people of an older age to not move out of New Jersey and not move to Florida and cut their property tax in half, that's a big deal.
Well, and not to mention, it sounds funny when you say it, but they always go after the billionaires. Like Bernie Sanders keeps going, I got to get billionaires to pay their share. Once you start that, and New York's getting hit heavy with this, they all left. And I know people who are gazillionaires, or at least worth $200-300 million, they leave. They run for the hills. Those are the people you want to keep around.
Right.
Because they pay 80% of the taxes.
Right. But then you can't keep giving those people tax breaks to keep them. Like New York's problem is, they want these big companies to come in. They give them a big tax break for 10 years. And then at the end of 10 years, what happens with that big company? They leave. Oh, we're not getting the tax break anymore? We're out. You want those people to pay their fair share. I mean, that's only right.
Yeah, but on the corporations maybe, but individuals, you can't keep taxing everybody. It's just
that's a fair point. That's a fair point. Have them pay their fair share, but you can't be asking them to pay the bulk of the bill. In the same token, you can't have it on the middle class to pay that bulk of that bill either. There has to be a balance somewhere. And where that balance is, I don't know.
You know, Chris Ray confirms form in another story. Chris Ray confirms form linking Vice President Biden to bribery scheme. So James Comer, Representative Comer, head of the Oversight Committee, calls Chris Ray, the FBI. They had a phone call about 1 o'clock yesterday, right? And they talked, and he agreed to allow is the FBI should allow anything that Congress asks for. So they were going to hold Chris Ray in contempt. So Chris Ray goes, well, you, James Comer, could come in to see it in the FBI. You have to come within the FBI into the building and we'll show you this form. So I think that that's a win for Comer. But I'm telling you how these departments in the Department of Justice, how it's become weaponized, how they become more powerful than the government is just unbelievable to me that they can do that. I mean, you got the head of the FBI telling the guy that's trying to find out, is our president compromised and influenced, and was there influence peddling, which may not be a crime, by the way, in America. But James Comer wants to find out, and Chris Ray goes, well, all right, we'll just show you. So right now, I'm reading here, I think he's going to go in and see it. The internal unclassified FD-1023 form apparently details an arrangement for an exchange of money for policy decisions. The Republicans have said and issued a subpoena for last month. Oversight Chair James Comer and Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa spoke with FBI Director Christopher Wray by phone on Wednesday, and Wray offered to let Comer and ranking member Jamie Raskin, he's a character, view the documents at the FBI headquarters in an attempt to stave off Comer's threat to hold Wray in contempt in Congress. At least we got something there. But you see, if the Republicans weren't in the House, we wouldn't find out about it. And I'm telling you, Joe Biden is compromised, and we know it. And there's proof. And why is the FBI holding that up?
You know, but the Democrats are all about the truth.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So listen, we we're standby. We're going to go up to New Rochelle, talk about New Rochelle. So, but just so we know, and just to pull back the curtain, we reached out to Congressman Corey Mills. Not available, Joe.
Not answering his phone.
Put him on the island. Put him on the island. We don't need him. It's all right. You know, you call.
I am John
when you say you're gonna, when you say you're going to call, you call. You're welcome to the show. You don't call. I don't care if you're running for president. If you were a president, I don't care. We're cocky now. We can be, you know. Talk to me next week.
Hey, wow, my name is John LeBoutelier. I used to be
That's
in
a positive attitude on right there.
It's like we don't need him on the island. That's it. That's the end of that. Joe, there, it's nice to be cognizant. I was groveling when we first went on the air. You know, I was groveling now. We're like sold out. God bless. We're doing
beyond
great.
The people.
Beyond the people. You know, you call. You say you're going to call, you call. If you don't call, you're on the island. Just like that. Boom. I'm sorry. 735. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, president. I don't care who you are. You call with respect and you treat us with respect because that is the respect that we show our audience that they deserve. 735 with Joey on the radio and Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
61 degrees at 735. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The City University of New York facing backlash after a graduating law student's controversial commencement speech. Fatima Musa Mohammed spoke at the CUNY Law School ceremony on May 12th, accusing Israel of indiscriminately raining bullets and bombs on Palestinians, while also claiming laws or white supremacy and attack the NYPD and U.S. military. Several American Jewish groups and allies condemned the speech, with some calling on the college to lose its funding. Former Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin condemning his one-time rival, Governor Kathy Hochul, accusing her of hiding in silence while the situation at CUNY merits her serious attention and bold action. A bill is being introduced in Congress to help regulate concert ticket sales. The Boss and Swift Act, named after Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift, was introduced by New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell Jr. and Frank Pallone Jr. They hope the legislation will bring transparency and regulation to an industry they say is badly corrupted. It would look at hidden fees, buyer protection, and fake websites, among other issues that Springsteen and Swift, along with their fans, complained about. In sports, Mets have won two in a row. They beat the Phillies 4-1 at Citi Field. They'll go for the sweep this afternoon, first pitch set for 1:10. The Mariners beat the Yankees in 10 innings, 1-0. Bombers are off. They'll visit the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine for three games. That starts tomorrow night. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Good morning, sunny and 62. What's going on? We have the answer. Forget about the FDR. Two separate accidents still on the FDR southbound, one at 71st Street, the other at 53rd Street. Heavy delays on the FDR southbound from the RFK Triborough on down. Accident on the Van Wyck southbound at Queens Boulevard, BQE northbound at McGinnis-Humboldt Street, Grand Central westbound at 188th Street. You're backed up from the Cross Island. Crash on the Belt Parkway westbound at Rockaway Parkway. Inbound George 25 for the upper, 15 for the lower. The Lincoln's 30, the Holland 30 from the Turnpike 40 from 1 and 9. Accident on the Turnpike, Western Spur northbound at Vince Lombardi. Only the far right lane is getting by. Heavy delays on the New York State Thruway southbound. That goes from 14A right across the Tappan Zee. Checking your forecast for today, partly sunny and 80. Tonight, partly cloudy and 63. Friday, sunny and 89. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Telling you about Connors and Sullivan. You need a will. You need a trust. You need a power of attorney. And you know what? How about this? Mike Connors from Connors and Sullivan himself goes out on the road, and he has these free seminars like Sheepshead Bay. Oh, I remember Pips and Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn. We used to work out at that legendary comedy club. Well, Mike's going to not talk comedy. He's talking how you could have a will, trust, power of attorney, and everything you worry about. Monday, June 19th, Buckley's Restaurant, Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Tuesday, June 20th, DeLuca's Trattoria, 616 Forest Avenue, Staten Island, 11 and 3 p.m. Wednesday, June 21st, anybody? Brooklyn, anybody? How about the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue, 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Let's go to Maspeth, Queens, June 22nd. Mike, do you believe this is how caring Mike is? These are free, by the way. June 22nd, Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue in Maspeth. Friday, June 23rd, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard in Bayside, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Now, if you can't make one of these free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment, 718-238-6500, or start here, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Everybody, it's Hezekiah Walker here. Don't miss your Sunday morning celebration with yours truly, Hezekiah Walker, this Sunday on WMCA The Mission at 8:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 7 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer. We are playing the best in gospel worship to lift your praises to God. So join me this Sunday morning and get your worship on with Sunday morning celebration with yours truly, Hezekiah Walker. To find more celebration, just follow me on Facebook, the official Hezekiah Walker page, Bishop Hez on IG, and the Hezekiah Walker YouTube channel.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 740 on this Thursday, June 1st. Welcome to New Rochelle, the fastest growing city in New York. A short 30-minute train ride from Manhattan, this vibrant community has the best of urban and suburban living. The rising skyline is a testament to the city's prowess, with over 6,000 new apartments with modern amenities, sweeping views of Westchester, the city, and the Long Island Sound. For more information about New Rochelle, go to IdeallyNewRochelle.com. New Rochelle's diversity rivals that of Manhattan with international cuisines, houses of worship, cultural events. Come and explore the boundless opportunities that await you in New Rochelle. This message was brought to you by the City of New Rochelle. Discover New Rochelle today. For more information about New Rochelle, go to IdeallyNewRochelle.com. That's IdeallyNewRochelle.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Wake up with Joe Piscopo at 6. Ride home with John Katzimatidis at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Today's daily New Rochelle trivia segment is sponsored by Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital, with dedicated physicians, nurses, and caregivers working where they live. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, it's all about New Rochelle, baby. Call in with the correct answer to today's New Rochelle trivia question. I'm going to give you the number, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. And if you're the first correct caller, you'll win a $50 gift certificate from Sugar Plums Restaurant. That's a quaint soul food eatery right there on North Avenue in New Rochelle, featuring fried, baked, or barbecued chicken, pork chops, salmon, or fried catfish, just to name a few, all right? Their new swag special, please, chicken, shrimp, and their famous mac and cheese. Here's the number. This is the number for Sugar Plums, 914-413-7533. But if you want to call with this trivia question, answer, it's 877-970-2999. Remember, if you want a prize within the past 60 days, they tell me you're not eligible. Hey, but I know a guy. You call. I'll take care of everything. Here's New Rochelle's Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Catherine White, with today's trivia question. Hello?
Good morning, Joe. Singer Don McLean wrote what famous song about growing up in New Rochelle?
I know the answer to this. We can't guess it, though. We're going to wait. I think we know
the
answer.
Yeah, we have to.
All right, we're going to wait. We're not allowed to answer it. But we got Catherine with us. Catherine White is Executive Director of the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce. We'd like to welcome her to the airways. Hey, Catherine, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, this is amazing, this celebration of New Rochelle. I love it.
You know what? It's so cool. We do this sometimes. We feature great cities in the tri-state area. And now more and more people, Catherine, are listening. You know, they stream everything around the country. But it's nice that we celebrate all the great things happening, because all we hear is all the bad things happening in the tri-state area. So we love New Rochelle. Everybody loves New Rochelle. Tell us about New Rochelle and why you're so excited to share it on the airwaves.
Well, to me, New Rochelle is amazing. As I kind of jokingly say to everybody, New Rochelle has it all except skiing. So whether you're looking for great shopping, whether you're looking for entertainment, we have things like, we're just launching last weekend, the Summer Sizzle concert series. There's a concert at Ruby Dee Park, which is in the center of our city, adjacent to the library, from 5 to 9 p.m. every Saturday from last weekend at Memorial Weekend through to October. And every type of music you can imagine will be featured, whether, you know, it's, you know, traditional rock and roll, country, everything in between. There's going to be salsa coming up soon, and they'll be dancing. And, you know, it's something that the city's bringing as a free concert to everybody, and I think that's great. And then we have farmers markets. We have great history in New Rochelle, you know, reaching past Thomas Paine, a revolutionary founding father, you know, straight through the 1600s. And, you know, we have escape rooms. We have rock climbing, sports. We have amazing parks. We have the great shoreline, fishing. We are the seventh largest city in the state. We're 30 minutes or less from Manhattan. So if you're tired of all the amazing, you know, cultural things we have in New Rochelle, pop on the train, you're right in the city. You know, yeah. And I live in a more suburban part of the city, but yet we have a downtown that, with the thriving new developments and the big, you know, we've got our own little skyline here in New Rochelle now. When you come over the bridge, you can see it. So everything about New Rochelle is great, and it's a community that supports itself. We have outstanding not-for-profits like Hope Community Services or Phyllis Center for Housing, and we saw that, you know, in the pandemic, the way people reached out to each other and took care of each other. I just really think it's an opportunity and a reflection of the real world. I'm proud to bring my children up here. They went to the public schools. They've had great opportunities educationally and making friends, and I can't say enough about New Rochelle. Yeah. I've been a volunteer here for over 30 years and then recently stepped into this role as an advocate for the city through the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce.
You have six children? Is that what I read? Six kids you got? Is that right?
Yeah. Well, four of my own, and I have two extras that live with me that were my kids' friends that just had a little bit of an unfortunate circumstance. Oh, so now
God
they're living with
you.
Me.
Looky, God bless you, girl. I don't know how you have the time to do it, but tell us. I just love it because I'm so community-minded myself, and if we don't step up, you know, you have to really get immersed in the community the way you're doing it, Catherine. It's a great thing that you're doing.
100%.
Tell us about that. You got the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and tell us about this 100th anniversary gala. That's in September, correct?
Yes, it is. So the signature event for the Chamber of Commerce is the Thanksgiving Parade. I think we're on the 58th parade. It's the second largest Thanksgiving parade in New York State after the Macy's Parade. And we have the same type of giant parade balloons. Last year we had over 10 parade balloons. Every year it leads off with Mighty Mouse, who was created in New Rochelle, if you know your cartoon history.
I had no idea. Wait, Mighty Mouse? I know our producer,
Mighty
Joseph
Mouse.
Bilio, though. It was like created in New Rochelle?
Yes, it's a cartoon company, a factory, if you want to call it, called Terry Toons. They were in the K building in New Rochelle, which used to be the tallest building in Westchester. Yeah. And they created Heckle and Jekyll, Deputy Dog, a few others.
What?
But Mighty Mouse, you know, here I come to save the day. And that leads off our parade. That big helium balloon leads off our parade every year. The parade is always the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So this year will be November 18th. We have people coming from out of state and, you know, all across Westchester to see it. Tens of thousands of people are here. It goes straight down North Avenue for about a mile. We had, you know, over 10 marching bands. We had the professional parade floats that are in every parade in Manhattan, except for Macy's, are in our parade, too. So you really get to see everything. It's a fantastic parade, and that's our signature event. But we have so many others from the Chamber, and one of which is we're celebrating our 100th anniversary. We call it 100 Years of Service, celebrating 100 Years of Service. And it's a great way to just, you know, celebrate what the Chamber does and support our members.
Yeah, I can't believe all you're doing. I mean, because I always they call me Joey Benefit. You know, I always go, you got a charity, I got a tuxedo. You know, Catherine, I'm always ready to show up. But you know what I mean? I come early, I stay late. But you're Miss Benefit over here. God bless you for all you're doing. And this is such a vital message that you're telling us about New Rochelle, Catherine White, because you got to get involved in the community now more than ever, because you
got
to just
really... That's how I got this job, just from reaching out. You know, you start with kind of your kids and what are your kids doing and what are they interested. There's a library that was closed down, a building that was closed next to a park when we first moved here. And so we rebuilt the park, turned the library, the building into a children's library that had used to been and was closed. And we just went from there. And I just kept having more kids all the way. We started with one, and my husband started with this one project. And, you know, now we have all of these, and we're doing so many other things.
This is great, and it's great. God bless you for all that you're doing, Catherine White. Please come back anytime, and we congratulate you for all the great work you're doing as Executive Director of the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce. Catherine, great job. Godspeed.
All right. Thanks so much for highlighting our city and reminding everybody to shop local.
Absolutely. Great point. Catherine White right there. And we do have a winner for the trivia question. Give us the question and the answer, if you would, Albert.
Singer Don McLean wrote what famous song about growing up in New Rochelle? The answer, American Pie.
There it is. And Thomas Keller from Mount Vernon knew that correct answer, so he gets a $50 gift certificate from Sugar Plums Restaurant. You can give them a call at 914-413-7533 to make a reservation.
Look at us, community radio over here. I love this. I love this. What it's all about, for crying out loud. But Don McLean's from New Rochelle. I had no idea.
Yeah,
he's been on the show. We got to get him back on the show. Great guy. And he wrote American Pie up in New Rochelle. Fabulous. That is great. And a good trivia question. Hey, it's 10 before 8, 7:50 right now with Joe on the radio. And Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhaime. She's got traffic for you. Stay tuned right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny in 63. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. One down, one to go on the FDR. FDR is south, but it's 71st Street. That crash gone. But FDR is south, but at 53rd, an accident still blocking two left lanes. Still a mess southbound from the RFK Triborough through the 50s. Crash on the Van Wyck southbound at Queens Boulevard. Northbound BQE at McGinnis-Humboldt. Grand Central westbound at 188th Street. That's in the right lane. Belt Parkway westbound at Rockaway Parkway. Cross Island northbound at the LIE. And LIE eastbound at Utopia Parkway. Accident in the left lane. Inbound George 20 for the upper, 15 for the lower. The Lincoln's 25, the Holland 40 from the Turnpike and from 1 and 9. Accident being wrapped up on the Turnpike, Western Spur northbound by Vince Lombardi. Only the right lane is squeaking by. And the New York State Thruway southbound, heavy delays, 14A into Westchester County. And this total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Charlie Kirk here. It is critical we keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for news, weather, and opinions. AM is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping you advised of threatening weather conditions and amber alerts. Text AM to number 52886. Tell Congress that we need AM radio in our cars. Again, text AM to the number 52886. Standard message and data rates may apply.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970, or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0. 800-651-0798.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a physician, and I'm 74 years old, and I still see patients every day. And they ask me, what are you taking? And so I tell them, taking Balance of Nature. And they go, Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. And I tell him, call this number, and I said, they'll take care of you after that. You know, I really think that it works well for people to have fruits, vegetables. Stuff works great. I feel great when I'm taking it.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code ANSWER.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's heroes they've made for us. You know that. Heroes like Marine Corps Corporal Seth Rasmussen. Seth was one of five Marines killed in a training accident when his Osprey aircraft crashed in California. He was 21 years young. Seth survived. He is survived by his wife and high school sweetheart, Avery, and their infant son. Well, Tunnel to Towers reached out to Avery within days of Seth's death to tell her she would receive a mortgage-free home. Tunnel to Towers has helped over 1,000 military and first responder families navigate the worst of times by removing the burden of a mortgage payment. Support our nation's heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org, please. T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, how we doing? We got a hot one today, buddy, huh?
We have a nice one, yes. It's not quite hot yet. We're going to talk about hot tomorrow because we got 90 degrees for the afternoon high. But today, I guess it's very warm. I'll still put that out there. 84 degrees with a mostly sunny sky today. Partly cloudy tonight, 62. But then the clouds will leave for tomorrow, giving us another sunny day and a high, again, of 90, which is quite a bit above average by about 15 degrees. Now, what happens overnight into Saturday is rather interesting and kind of fun for meteorologists geeks like myself. We got showers and storms coming through, but a strong cold front's going to drop us down. Our high, 68 Saturday, is almost, what, 20 degrees or so from 90. Like, that is just a crazy drop.
Yeah, it's amazing what's happening, but we'll take it. I like the 90 when you say that, Jeff. Appreciate that, man. Thank you so much. That's Jeff Nordine right there. You know, Stephen Moore is going to join us top of the 8 o'clock hour of the Joe Piscopo Show, resident scholar of economics. Yeah, we're going to find out. We're going to find out what happens about the debt ceiling and what's going on. Joe DeGeneva fired up. You know, we'll talk about the legalities of Christopher Wray being held in contempt, head of the FBI there. Hogan Gidley's going to join us from Newsmax. You know, Mike Pence going in, Chris Christie going in. DeSantis is out there. I know. David Bossy as well. David Bossy, you don't want to miss David Bossy's take on the debt ceiling deal's biggest loser is the American people. So
I think I'm going to go in. I think I'm going to run for president. Why not? I run on a fact campaign.
But can Chris Christie go? What if he's in New Zealand getting on the plane?
Well, he's not going to be in New Zealand. Come on. Could you see the two of us on a stage debating one another? Look at you. You're not even. I'll dress like Fetterman. You know, Fetterman, he showed up the other day at that speech about the debt ceiling a couple of weeks ago. He's in a hoodie and really, you know, disgusting, slovenly, dirty, filthy sneakers. Everybody else is in a suit. That's how I'm going to run my campaign. Make America sweatpants again. That's it. Come on. It'll be great. I'll get the fat vote. That's not I'm going to campaign on the fat vote.
But going back to what we're talking about with the planes, you know, getting on the planes.
Yeah.
Who's the person that has to pick who doesn't go on the plane?
And that's what I mean. Sorry, you're about 3 pounds over.
That's
sorry.
The worst.
Yeah.
It's so insulting.
We have a sauna. We have a sauna right here. Like, they're cutting weight. Like, they're boxes. We got a sauna right here.
Yeah. You know how they take stuff out of their suitcases so they can, because the suitcase is too heavy?
Cut fat. Got a guy on the side, he liposucks you right before you get on
sandwich.
The plane.
The sandwich. I don't need this.
That's it.
Take this hoagie. Yeah. You know, but it's insulting. This is from New Zealand, the airline.
G'day, mate. Put down that kangaroo sandwich. Sorry.
Oh my lord, that is. I think it's wrong. I don't think it has
anything
to do.
Let my fat people fly.
Let fat people fly. Joe on the radio. Hey, 877-970-2999. If you want to join the soiree, Piscopo on a Thursday. Coming right back.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.